When it comes to covert CIA operations, there's the high tech, like the remote control drones that strike at militants in Pakistan. And then there's the outlandish, like trying to kill Cuba's Fidel Castro with an exploding cigar. Well, here's a more recent outlandish CIA plot. It was an attempt to discredit Iraqi leader Saddam Hussein on the eve of the Iraq War. The idea was to produce a fake video of Saddam having sex with a teenage boy. Spy Talk columnist Jeff Stein wrote about this in his Washington Post column, Spy Talk. Jeff, tell us more about this just outlandish plot, for lack of a better word.
Well, they were kicking around ideas in the Iraq operations group of, what to do in terms of psychological warfare or information operations. One of the ideas that somebody came up with was to create a video that would look like a secretly recorded video, very grainy, black and white kind of thing, of Saddam having sex with a teenage boy.
And
it didn't fly.
It didn't fly. Why not?
Well, wiser heads came to the table. When the idea, I'm told by my sources, that the idea was floated by people who had careers in Latin America and East Asia, and they didn't understand, as some of the people familiar with the Middle East pointed out to them, is that such relationships are quite common in the Arab world. You know, there are customs in the region where young boys are kind of cajoled and pressured into the trade, if you will, by older men, and they're sort of swapped around. And so this video portraying Saddam having this might have set off some titters, but it wouldn't have discredited him.
Now, this wasn't a flash in the pan. Your column mentions another CIA covert idea that involves, again, sex with children. This was a video that actually was made to discredit Osama bin Laden. What did it show?
Right. That was along sort of the same lines. The agency found a contractor to make another video that would show Osama bin Laden and his cronies sitting around a campfire, passing around a bottle of whiskey, and talking about having sex with their favorite boys and so on. This one was actually made. My sources say it took about 6 weeks. There were, professional makeup artists, quote-unquote darker-skinned CIA employees were recruited to act the part of Osama and his circle. But a lot of money was thrown at it, and they did do it. But it was never broadcast or, copies made.
Have you seen it? Do you know anybody that has seen it?
I know someone who participated in it. So,
like an actor?
I'm not going to say exactly who it was, but someone who participated in the making of this film gave me the details. Even voice coaches were provided. Shiatsu massage was available.
Craft service table?
It was like a set.
Can you tell us where it was shot?
It was done in a secret location out in Virginia, near Culpeper, Virginia. In the CIA's defense, which is difficult in the circumstance, except that they didn't go through with this. We pay these guys to sit around and be imaginative, think up ideas, and some of those ideas inevitably are going to be pretty stupid. Mm. And someone did call them out on it and said, this is really stupid. So they didn't go ahead with it. So I suppose we'll have to give them some credit for that.
Another idea concerned a fake news program that showed Saddam Hussein passing power to his son Uday. What was that about, and why was it ultimately rejected?
That one was, to me, the most imaginative and clever. Pretty funny, because Uday, the son, was widely reviled. And so there was going to be this fake newscast that would be popped into Iraqi television, sort of a special bulletin announcement, and Saddam would come on and say he's abdicating in favor of his son, Uday. And in this script, he would be saying, I'm sure you will all swear your allegiance to His Excellency, Uday. And even in discussing this, my sources and I just broke out laughing because we knew how reviled Uday was. Mm. But there was a grain of, brilliance to the idea.
Jeff Stein writes the column Spy Talk, which appears in the Washington Post. Jeff, thank you very much.
Thanks for having me.